Welcome back to the City of Palms podcast. Thank you for watching, viewing, and subscribing.
Thank
Episode
you.
84, is that right?
84.
If you're not subscribed, I don't know what you're doing, honestly.
And if you don't have time for podcasts, go to the social media channels. We got shorter content.
Oh, we got highlight clips. Subscribe to our TikTok. We got TikTok coming soon.
We got them as short as 15 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 6 minutes. Any time frame.
Basically anything you could ask for, dude. And we're only going up from here, dude. We got guests. Dude, we got some great guests coming.
Very excited for these next few months.
Stay tuned. Tap in with your boys.
But today, it's just me and Danny. How you doing, bro? And Gohan.
Wow.
Hey, Gohan.
Gohan, come here.
Wow. You like that?
I don't know what he's barking at over
he
there.
He thought you were talking to him. What's the matter, Gohan?
Yeah, it's because I said it's just me and Danny. He's like, who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Gohan,
chill.
You too, dude. You want to come sit with me?
Hey, thanks for protecting us, dude. Thank you. No one is getting in this house with you here. Thank you. I always try to tell him that. Because he's just trying to help. He just hears someone. He's like, hey.
No, but I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I've been sanding a lot of drywall at work, so my eyes are like, man, I've been shoveling out like...
That's gotta be the worst.
You can see white stuff in the corner of your eye, and you can like shovel it out, and it's literally just drywall dust.
It's like that when I paint without a respirator on. There's sometimes like my nose.
Caked with paint. Yeah, that too.
You're pulling
white stuff out of your nose from
That must feel horrible for it to like dry up in there and just like.
It's rough for the next couple days for sure.
Yeah. Days.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's deep up in there.
Oh yeah, dude. Yo, yeah. Spitting out. Oh, it sucks. No, but I've been good. Yeah, I've been good. Aside from the 9 to 5, it's been solid, man. I've been going hard in the gym. I've been eating right. Cut out soda, man. I really did cut out soda. I can't believe I did that.
I'm proud of you, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Your triceps are looking big, too.
Thanks, dog. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pushing weight. I can see the improvement. Like we were touching off air a little bit. It's hard for me to actually gain weight. Like, I'm just feel like I'm moving too much, not eating enough. I'm trying, but it's like burning too many calories and I'm not taking them in. So, I mean, I'm trying, I'm doing good, but I'm like seeing the improvement I'm seeing is in the weight, you know, I'm lifting more and more weight. So that's cool. That's good. I want to pack on size though, dude. I really want to pack on just a little bit.
Have you thought about documenting it at all? Documenting it at all? I know like the gym is usually a therapeutic experience where you go to get away from everything, but like, I feel like you could document some of that, some of your workouts and like how you are improving. Cause like I've learned from you just learning like how you split your sets and how you like push yourself as far as the numbers of the weights go. I don't really do that. And I feel like that's super helpful.
Yeah. I mean, I've thought about it, but I first, like, I don't know. I feel like I recently heard like on a TikTok, shout out Jack Italian. This is where I heard it from. But he was saying like it's like anyone in the gym that's like a legit like lifter, you know, is basically like, yeah, I mean, they got body dysmorphia type. Cause I mean they're gonna hate their body to an extent because like once you stop, dude, you look at yourself and you're never satisfied. So I always like. I'll always be like, yeah, like maybe I could sell this, and then I'll just be like, well, I'm not there yet, like I'm not ready yet, you know, because I'm like, to me, I haven't accomplished my goal, which, you know, my goal is to be like 165 or whatever, but I know as soon as I get there, it's gonna be something else, you know. You're always striving for greatness, and
yeah.
Also, you never look as good as you do at the gym, you know, with that gym pump and everything, so. You're striving for that, you know. It's like it's kind of crazy when you break it down. It's motivating though, dude.
And I've thought about
to do better.
I get like, especially with TikTok, usually like a lot of the content creators that really pop are ones that, and Instagram too. It's like the people that have already done so much awesome stuff. Like, you know, you follow TikTokers who are like totally huge and shredded, you know, and you want to learn from them because it's like, I want to be like that. Like that Chris Heria guy I follow on YouTube. Dude's like got the best physique I've ever seen, and he's like not giant. He's like, I want to be looking like superhero type, you know what I mean? Like Super Saiyan looking dude.
Yeah.
And I get like, if you haven't achieved that yet, you feel like you shouldn't. I don't know though, because I think people also really love watching like the journey, you know what I mean? the journey of like growing, like seeing that process happen, seeing you go from like what you look like now, because you're in really good shape, but like I already know like in 2 years or whatever what you're gonna look like is gonna be, you know, unrecognizable. And imagine someone who's followed you here because they think like, oh damn, that dude's like lean and shredded, you know, following you, and then 2 years they'll be able to look back and be like, bro, I remember watching him whenever he was putting up like 200, now look at him like 250, yeah, right. like 260, whatever,
right? Yeah it's true.
But it is about you first and foremost. And if like I said, the gym is kind of like a therapeutic thing you go to get away from everything. So having to like think about videos and like documenting it, it's like adds a whole nother layer to it. Could be unenjoyable.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it'd be cool. I need to learn how to edit, really. Cause I would like to make cool videos, like cool gym edits, kind of not necessarily like, oh, work out with me. Like,
dude, like tutorial three sets type of 10, stuff.
Yeah, like I would kind of tell them, you know, kind of go into detail like what I'm doing, but then just do like a fire edit, you know, of like transitions and stuff of like with a nice like vlog DSLR. Type stuff.
Like do a vlog of like your life or day or whatever, like what Bree does, and then do a montage of your gym session.
Yeah,
whatever.
Like
that'd
once
be sick.
I get there, yeah,
I could see you doing something like that. Especially because your days are just gonna keep getting cooler and cooler. Like everything you do is so watchable. Like it's so cool to like the things you do with your four-wheeler and working out and everything. I feel like it's dope to watch.
Thanks,
so four-wheeler
dude.
Doing good?
Yeah. I actually took it out the other day and I put the GoPro on the back of it and just rode around for a little bit. I got the clip on my camera because I was going to chop it up and just put it on my story. Yeah, it's cool. I was trying wheelies for a little bit.
Yeah.
In it. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to making more skate edits too.
Yeah. It's gonna be so skate fun. Edits are fun. I want to skate soon, man. I wasn't able to skate this weekend, and I haven't been able to skate this week yet. I've been really, like, going hard in the gym. And then I was going to – I didn't know if we had a podcast today. Kyle hit me up for veterans, and I was like, if I don't have a podcast, I'm down. But then I'm like, nah, because my legs are hella sore because I hit legs yesterday. So I'm like, they're going to be sore tomorrow. I might be able to skate tomorrow. It just depends. It might not be that sore. But yeah, no. Let's get into some things, man. There's some things that I've been listening to today in the past couple of days. On, well, I guess it might be old news by the time this airs. But so some stuff that recently came out. I don't know. Maybe I should Google it to get the full story. Basically, a snippet came out. Of Meek Mill, something Meek Mill said. Have you heard about this at all?
No, I haven't heard at all.
So, like, a snippet came out. Some Meek Mill said, he was like, I don't want to butcher it. He said, like, I always, something about, he basically said something disrespecting Kobe. Like, something chopper related. I got my chopper, like, I'm Kobe, or going down with my chopper, like, I'm Kobe.
Oh, like, too soon.
Yeah. I mean, too soon, because, I mean, I think it's real close, like the year anniversary just passed or whatever.
Yeah.
But so it's just kind of, I think it's kind of messed up. Also, the way he came on, I think he could have like came on and been like, yo, that was a leak, you know, I was just freestyling in the studio. It came out, like, wasn't really supposed to, like, you know, it wasn't getting put in the song.
It was just a freestyle? That's how it came out?
I don't know. But I'm saying he could have probably like saved it. You know, saved the heat by saying, like, yo, it was just a freestyle.
Yeah.
But he came out and said, like, oh, y'all are believing internet, whatever, y'all stupid. Yeah, so it's just like, yeah, it's kind
of. And it was audio of him saying it?
Oh, yeah.
That
came
out?
Yeah, it was a snippet. It was a snippet of him and, I think, Lil Baby while it was on the song. Song together.
Yeah, that's tough, dude. That's a whack bar.
Yeah, I don't know to the full extent. I still fuck with Meek Mill. Like, yeah, he's actually in a movie. You ever seen a movie he's in? It's called Charm City Kings. Yeah.
No, I've never heard of that.
It's good. It's like a dirt biking movie. It takes place in Baltimore.
And, I feel like you told me about this.
Yeah. The kids are ripping on like dirt bikes and four wheelers. It's about like this street bike gang, and they rip around on dirt bikes and stuff like that and four wheelers on the main road, and yeah, they recruit this like little kid into their gang, not little kid, but you know, teenager who wants to like get started up in it. Yeah, it's cool. So you see him, but Meek Mill is in the gang. He's riding, like, he's like the mechanic too. Yeah, Meek Mill's the mechanic. He teaches the guy how to like fix up the bike. He teaches up the kid how to fix up his first bike.
Oh, and he's into that in real life, right?
Yeah, Yeah.
Are him and Nigel boys?
I don't know.
I feel like him and Nigel are like friends or something. I feel like I've seen them on each other's Instagram or something.
They're probably linked up. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun, man. You gotta, dude, driving a dirt bike, four-wheeler, will change your life. For real. I've said this before, but it's like, it's so exhilarating, especially being on the trails. Like, that's what I like. Like, driving on the streets, cool, and all that, but going on the trails and just going out in the middle of nowhere, like, you got your Camelback on your back, and you're just sliding through the woods and sliding through trails.
Adventure shit.
Super fun, yeah. Especially the place I go. I mean, they got one trail that's, like, 8 miles long, dude. Takes you, like, 2 hours to get through that.
What?
Yeah. It's hectic.
Man, speaking on, like, on that Meek Mill situation and, like, whack things people say, should we touch on the Chris D'Elia news?
Yeah.
Chris D'Elia update?
Yeah.
He posted a video, dude. Yeah. When I got that text from you, I was like,
had you heard it before?
No, because I was at work, and you sent me the screenshot, and I was like, yo, I got to listen to this right after work so that, like, me and Danny can talk about this on the podcast. And then I broke down, and I saw it was only 10 minutes. I thought it was a podcast, but then I saw it was just a 10-minute video titled, It's Been a While, right? Is it just called It's Been a While?
Yeah.
And either so I just went ahead.
It's been a minute.
I just went ahead and watched it. And what was your initial thoughts when the video started?
I knew exactly that that's what it was going to be when I saw it was only 10 minutes.
But I mean, like, because me, whenever I first listened to it, he first started saying, y'all can go listen to it if you want to. It's on his YouTube channel. But, so I'm just going to paraphrase. But he's like, starts it, and he talks about how, you know, every relationship he's been in or whatever has all been legal and consensual, like he said in his statement originally. And that's how he started the video, was like, that's what I'm sticking to. Like, that's the truth. So that's what I'm saying here. And I thought that's, like, what the main point of the video was going to be. So I was a little let down because, like, I was just like, oh, okay. He's just posting just to be like, I'm back and I didn't do any of those things, so we're good. You know, just kind of like a half-ass apology, kind of like PR move type thing.
No,
but then
no.
The second half, I know, dude, he gets into it.
Yeah, no, I think, dude, honestly, after that, dude, I think I got respect for Chris D'Elia for to come out and say that. I mean, to point out his flaws like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's, it takes someone real. You gotta be real. So you gotta be real to do that.
Yep.
And I mean, it's not easy. You know, he was even saying, like, his girl now or his fiance, you know, his baby mama, whatever the situation, I don't know if they're still together, but it's even happened with her, how, like, he's just, like, fantasized sex.
And when he said, he's like, I've cheated on every partner that
exactly,
I've been with.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, like, it makes me think back on his career and stuff. And, like, his wife, like, the divorce with his wife, he was saying, like, that's when he pursued comedy. But, it was probably, I mean, obviously there's more to it than that. It's not just like that's the only reason they split up. But now it makes me think, like, damn, because he straight up said, he's like, I cheated on all my partners, including my fiance, like the girl that's going to be the girl, like I want to be the girl of my dreams, you know, mother of my child. That's a lot to admit that on air to everyone, to all your fans, say, I have this problem and, like, it's affected my whole life. And all that was evidence of, like, how it's affected my life. And it's like,
I think at that point, too, at a certain point, it's the only way to truly move forward.
I think that's what we said, and that's why I can see,
that's why I can respect it, because
it's a problem.
It's a problem, and it takes a lot, dude. And my eyes are burning, dude. These cats in here, for anyone wondering.
Sorry, dude.
I'm allergic to cats, and my eyes are, like,
I vacuumed throughout the week, and I even vacuumed while you were here, like, I was finishing up vacuuming. But it's just like, bro, having multiple animals, it's so difficult to keep up with all the hair, but I'm trying.
Nah, I appreciate it. Appreciate it.
No,
but yeah, Chris D'Elia,
what he did wasn't good. Like, he even admitted, like, that was just kind of, like, trashy. He was just being,
he wasn't good at all.
He was indulging in his vices, you know. He was just, like, letting it be, just, like, doing
but
what he wanted
but
to do.
Dude, I think at the end of the day, a lot of people are striving for that. Like, when they're younger, they're, like, wanting to, not like that, but they're wanting to, you know, like, get famous or get some sort of money so they can get whatever girl they want, or that's not a problem, you know, and they can have nice things to compensate if they don't get that. And, like, in Chris's scenario, what he explained was, like, that was his goal, is that he thought, like, if he could get to that, like, comedian standard, that high level of fame, that's just how it worked. Because every celebrity does have, like, those fans, girls.
Infinite DMs. That are
like, yo, yeah. And he said he responded to every single one of them. That's crazy. That's insane, yeah. Not even that, like, it would happen, but he was just so, you know, like, obviously he wasn't meeting up with every single one of those girls, but the fact that he replied is just, like, the fact of how, like, much this, like, demon was in him, just like, yo, like, reply, because it could be something, and mm-hmm. he's fantasizing that, and it's like, it runs deep, but, yeah, I mean.
And it's like when you have an addiction, like, if you're addicted to sugar or something, and you just fill your fridge with, like, cheesecake or whatever, you're probably going to have a hella cheesecake, despite, like, you know it's bad, like, you know you have this addiction, like, you're probably going to eat hella cheesecake just because it's there. When, in his situation, he had that addiction, and to be famous and to have infinite opportunities of fulfilling his desires, it's like, bro, the temptation is just a click away, and he just succumbed to it and just did whatever he wanted to do. But yeah, it's really cool that he admitted it, and like you said, that's like the first step to really getting better. And I don't know what he's gonna do as far as comedy and the podcast now, but I hope he's growing, dude, because he's definitely learning. Like, you could tell from that conversation, like, he's definitely been working these months that he's been gone.
What's crazy too is like Netflix and everything took, you know, all his specials off, so you can't ever watch his, like, specials.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like, yeah, like, if you know, if you search Chris D'Elia on Netflix, nothing comes up. So that's I don't know, like, that's like kind of that's crazy. I mean, what happens in that scenario too, as like, how do you come back from that? Like, yeah. where do you drop your next special?
Is Louis C.K. back?
I don't know.
Because what he did, his...
I never knew anything about that.
He's got a totally different, like, cancel situation. In my opinion, I think that it's, like, much more severe than Chris D'Elia. Like, they were both just being weirdos, like, you know, addicted to sex and shit. But I think he's back. Like, I feel like he's already performing again, Louis C.K. And I don't know if his specials are out anywhere or whatever, because he's funny as fuck. Like, he had great specials on Netflix, but they're all gone, and I don't know what he's doing now, but I feel like I saw something from him recently. But if he can come back, bro, if he can come back, then, like, Chris D'Elia's got an uphill from here. Wow. Yeah. But I mean, hopefully he gets over it, you know, hopefully he keeps improving, keeps growing himself.
Yeah. What was that one guy that just recently died that was like a scumbag that everyone's like,
oh, Rush Limbaugh.
What did he do?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it. He was some sort of figure in, like, the media and politics.
What's weird is, you know, Chris stayed silent for a long time. And he just recently came out, like we said, dropped that video. He was wearing, I seen this thing. I don't know where I even seen it. He was wearing a thing. The shirt he was wearing, the green plaid thing. Same shirt Theo Vaughn had worn, and I don't know in what video, but what I do know is that I listened to Theo Vaughn's podcast too this past weekend, and he recently came out, like, a couple weeks ago, I think, and was saying how, you know, how he's sober and, like, mm-hmm. he's been advocating for that. He relapsed, like, during like quarantine. Really? Or whatever. Yeah, he ended up relapsing, and relapsing on a bunch of stuff too, and he spoke on that, came out publicly, and, like, dang, he hid it for a while from, like, his listeners, and then he, like, came out and said, like, yo, look, here's the situation and everything. And then, yeah, Chris D'Elia comes out and says it, like, I follow in Theo's footsteps. It's cool to see, you know, like, people of that, like, I don't know, that can, like, held to that regard, that have a lot to lose, you know, come out and say their flaws. Because it does take a lot. But I'm wondering, because, you know, they had that rival, like, little rivalry podcast. I'm wondering if, I don't know, I'm wondering if they've, like, if they're still boys. And he's like, yo, like, look, I'm gonna apologize. You should come out and, like, you could say it too.
I don't know.
Like,
I wondered that too, with all that comedian circle. It seems like, because think, like, I don't know enough details to.
Nobody said anything about it. Like, and none of his friends, like, you know.
I thought they did. I thought, didn't Brian Callen? I thought I saw a YouTube clip where the title
I
mean, was like.
I think they did, but, like, I don't think.
Theo Vaughn?
Like, Joe Rogan, like, and none of these people that had him on, like, had him on a lot. You know how Chris did, like, all these podcasts, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't hear I didn't hear much.
Yeah, I feel like I did see at the time it was all happening, I saw YouTube videos with titles like Bobby Lee speaks on Chris D'Elia, like Brian Callum speaks on, like Theo Vaughn speaks on.
Yeah, but it was just the average, like, oh yeah, you know, he wasn't doing none of that when I knew him.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Bro,
yeah,
touch
yeah.
on it, bro. Yeah, yeah. Touch on it, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, and it seems like that whole circle, like a lot of stuff's going on. And it might all just be behind the scenes, but like Brian Callen left Fighter and the Kid, and like that whole podcast is different now. And are Theo and that Shab guy, are they still doing, was it the two of them or was it Brian Callen doing the Stinger and the
King and the Sting?
King and the Sting.
Yeah, I think they don't do it. I don't think Theo does it, but I think a couple other people do. I know this guy, I think Josh Wolf does it.
That's weird for like a podcast to switch hosts.
I know.
And I even saw a couple days ago Brian Callen was on Fighter and the Kid, and all the hosts are different. There's like, there was three dudes at the table and Brian Callen was the guest, and I was like, wow. It's weird for like a, like imagine if we just had like
wasn't Brian Callen one of the hosts?
It was his thing, I thought. I thought it was like his podcast, Fighter and the Kid.
Who knows, man? Could be a like a record label.
That's true, yeah.
Like a record deal podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? They ask us to run it. We're like, no, we're good.
Yeah, dude. But earlier we were
should take a break real quick, actually.
You want to take a break?
Touch a break, yeah, real quick.
All right, we'll get a break in, and then we'll be right back for part two. Enjoy the ads.
Yeah. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the ads. So yeah, I got some news, man. So my boss told Dad, you know, I work with Dad. Big surprise. that he's trying to retire in 5 years.
Rodney told Dad that?
Yeah. Hmm. That Rodney's trying to retire in 5 years. Mm. So I was like, Dad, look, I got you. I'm going to retire you with the podcast. So listeners, watchers.
So go ahead and subscribe.
Run it up. Do your thing, bro. Let me retire my dad.
Oh, because you're saying Dad's not going to know what he's going to do after that happens?
Yeah, and I don't think he should need to at that age.
No, yeah, for sure. He should definitely be on his way to chilling.
Yeah, I think we can make it
happen.
We'll
get him a boat.
I think we can make it happen.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day, like how much that would mean to like do something like that for mom and dad.
I know, right?
Get them a big-ass boat, go on an adventure.
For real?
Pirate ship.
That'd be sick. I'd do it. Yeah, that'd be sick. We could do it. We could do it, dude, if we can do it, dude.
Imagine if that just like became their thing. Like if they did get a big ass boat, and then they just like were always out on the boat, like on weekends. Like, where's mom and dad? Oh, they're out in Sanibel.
Look, because I'm thinking, if you're a company out there, and you want ads on a podcast, hit us up. We can come film a nice little video in your venue. And
can you do
that? Company.
You can do it if you can do it. But if you can't do it,
we can edit it. We can edit it. We can air it on our YouTube, on our podcast, on our audio podcast for an ad. You know, we can even have different packages. One for strictly video on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. One for strictly audio for cheaper. You know,
because you got to think, even being
we're in our bag this year,
even in being in one episode. One audio episode, we get, I don't know what our exact, like, frequent listener number is.
We
don't
got to throw numbers out there.
We don't got to throw numbers out there, but people listen every week. There's people, plural, that listen every week on audio platforms. And then there's people plural. Yeah, not just a person, people, plural.
Yeah.
And that watch, many the, people. That watch the YouTube videos, you know? You just go ahead and look on the YouTube channel yourself. You'll see the views. And even if it's not, like, a million view video, think about, like, how many people, because how many people you think hear a radio ad? Or a billboard. You know what I mean?
Not a lot.
Yeah, probably not a lot of radio.
Nobody ad. Now.
Yeah.
When was the last time you listened to the radio?
I was listening today because my phone was dead. But that's the only reason.
Why was your phone dead all day?
I don't know.
That's what we can stop and talk
about.
So,
I need to get a new phone, first of all, because I love Galaxies and stuff. But, like, I'm kind of leaning on getting an iPhone. I don't know. I don't know yet.
Make
but,
the switch.
It's just the battery, dude. Like, I don't know what it is. Probably because of how long I've had it, but like last night I plugged my phone in and the charger screws up. It's one of those things where like no matter what the charger is, the port is like messed up, so it like falls out so easily. And it can just like barely get nudged out and then it doesn't charge. Yeah. And so last night I
might have a lot of dust in it. You try to blow that thing out?
Yeah. And so I put it in That could be it. It could just be hella dirty. I don't know. But I plugged it in last night, and I always have to like look at it, and like once I put it down, like not touch it, and I have to look at it, make sure the charging key like dialogue is on, and just be like, okay, and then I'll go to sleep, not touch it. But I have like a shelf above my bed where I put my charger, so like if Gohan moves, or like if I accidentally like move in my sleep and like nudge it, it could unplug it. I don't know. I didn't think that happened, but then when I woke up, I was like, looking at my phone in the morning, and it was at 26%, and I was like, I just woke up, and my phone's at 26% battery. That's the worst. And so I was like, oh, I gotta plug it in before I leave to go on the adventure with Gohan, and I didn't, forgot, because I made breakfast and stuff, and then when I left, it had like 10% battery, so I'm like, this shit's gonna die while I'm out with Gohan. And then yeah, while I was out with Gohan, I was trying to take pictures, because he was just being so cute on the hill, like while we were hiking around, and yeah, it died, and that was at like 2 p.m., so it was dead pretty much all day.
Yo, yeah, dude, yeah, you might want to, like, take some canned air, though, or maybe not canned air, just take, like, I would take tape, you know, and roll it so it's, like, sticky on all the way around, like, make, like, a cone, like, reverse little cone and stick the sticky side, like, in there, try to, like, pull out any dust that's in there.
That's true.
It'll work, dude, I'm telling you. Or canned air, just get canned air and, like, blow it in there. Only thing is, like, you don't want to blow any, that's what I'm saying, do the tape first, because you wouldn't want to blow any big chunks, like, into your motherboard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that thing is in there. Yeah. But that happens all the time. Like, even on my iPhone, like, one of my old iPhones, that happened. And I had to take it to, you know, U-Break, iFix, and he was like, yeah, we do this, I'll get it back to you. He was like, I was like, how long till it's done? He's like, give me a second. Walks around. There you go. It's probably gonna charge thing. Like, literally, like, he just blew it out with, like, candor. Yeah. It's like, wow.
Charge you $100?
No, I think honestly, he did it for free.
What?
Yeah. Because I think he was like, yeah, it's just like, this happens.
Yeah, and on top of that, though, I think this is because of how long I've had the phone, but the battery dies insanely quickly. Like, sometimes I can watch it going, like, 1% down.
Oh, that's 1% an Android down. Problem.
Yeah, like, it dies so quick, and I'm just like,
what Android? What phone is that? What else?
At the time, it was the newest one, so I think it's the.
At what time was it the newest one?
2 years ago. No, at the when I bought it, it was the newest Galaxy that you could get. I think it's the S9 Plus. I think it's the S9 Plus.
Dude, don't they have like a 22 now?
They went Xbox.
Aren't they on,
like
the 50?
No. I think, I don't know, but I feel like, yeah, they have, like, something way high up number, but it's because they jumped. Because it's only been 2 years since I got the 9. And now they have, like, I think they have one that's called, like, the 20 or something like that. Because they went, like, Xbox, where it's, like,
it's like a Galaxy Xbox, Ultra
Xbox 360,
20.
Xbox One.
That thing's got, like, 4 cameras on it.
Yeah, they're just going to keep adding cameras till it's a DSLR. That's kind of why I want an
iPhone.
No,
it's just going to have, the back of it is going to be all cameras. All lenses.
Yeah,
little ones.
You have every lens you could ever think of. You just have to program them all and update them all the time.
And hold your phone like this.
Grab it with both hands.
By the cameras.
And if you drop it, a camera lens will break. So. Mm-hmm.
Every time. Every time you drop it, at least one lens breaks.
No, but you ever think about that? Like, how many people, even if like 10 people listen or watch our podcast, that's 10 people that see whatever ads are in the podcast. And like, that's kind of valuable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe not 10 people, but like.
10's a low number. We got more than 10.
No, we do. But even 10. Give it up for us. But even 10 is like that. I feel like that's how businesses look at marketing. It's like there's certain ways that businesses advertise that I'm like, why would you even like, how many people even see that? But it's the fact of if anyone sees that and chooses to like get that product because one person like saw it and decided that's what they needed. Then they won, even if one person, all that marketing money they spent, like, even if one person's converted or whatever. And I feel like that's why podcasts have so many ads like that. Like Joe Rogan has so many ads, dude.
Yeah.
It's like an insane
amount.
Yeah,
he's got an insane amount of ads.
So does Steve-O, the podcast I was talking about with Steve-O. And he'll like stop the episode like twice to like, he does it creatively because they'll be talking about something and it'll be like, oh, remember that big road trip you went on? And then he'll pause it and like record separately and be like, I'm going to get into that road trip. And it was pretty sick. But first, if you're taking road trips, you're going to want this product. And then he like talks about the thing. And then he's like, now let's get back to him talking about that road trip. And then it goes back into the episode. It's cool how he does that.
T.I. is the goat for that. He'll literally be like, I'm going to butcher this example. But he'll be like talking with someone and then be like, like, all right, man, like, they'll be talking about something, and he'll be like, all right, man, wow, that's crazy, and then, like, wow, that's crazy, and then his ad start with, all right, man, let me tell you something real quick, and then it's like him, and then it's him, so you think it's like, yeah, you think it's the podcast.
Chris Roberts does the same thing, you notice? You can usually tell, because the quality of his mic, like, I feel like he really adjusts the gain and everything.
I want to talk about that, dude. When this man does ads, I almost can't listen to him. I think he runs an ASMR, like, filter.
No, yeah,
it.
he's got that gain cranked or something.
I don't like that.
Yeah, cause it's like when he says peanut butter.
It's every ad.
Yeah.
I think he does it because, like, you know, like we had the one guy on, and he was saying, like, people, like that stuff.
Yeah, and so that radio, like, voice is attractive.
Well, think about an ad, too. Think about an ad. If, like, if you don't like ads and you generally skip them, but you like ASMR, you're probably going to listen to the ad because it's like...
That's true.
You like it.
Yeah. So, and most people do get that that goosebumps effect or whatever when they feel, you know.
I'm not going to do that for my ad. I'm going to run it just like this.
We're recording it from the phone. These mics aren't even on.
You don't like the sound of this? If this ain't ASMR, I don't know what to tell you, boy.
But yeah, Chris Roberts does that where he'll, like... whatever they're talking about, he'll start the ad with, like, just a second, Tommy. You're talking to Tommy Sandoval.
Oh, I know, right?
Yeah, Before we get into that, Tommy, let me tell you about peanut butter whiskey. And then it's, like, obviously recorded separately, but, like, he records it so it sounds like he brought it up to the guest. Exactly. Which is creative. It's cool, though. That's better than just being, like, we gotta stop for an ad break. Later.
Oh, I know. Like, we fucking do. We suck, dude. You're about to talk. I'm like, what?
But we're only getting better. And the thing is, like, we the ads are for us. Like, the ads are ones we make for us. But, like, it would be – it's a lot different. If, like, we're working for companies to promote them, that'd be dope.
That cat still laying next to you?
Yeah, but
– I hate you.
He's not moving.
My eyes are fucked.
So there's no more cat hair in the air than there was.
Dude, it doesn't matter.
All right, we'll wrap this up soon, bro. One thing I did want to talk about is I'm making a big step, dude. And honestly, I'm scared. But, like – but I let it hold me back. Like, I'm scared, but I know that this uncomfortable feeling I'm going to be feeling for a little bit is just going to, it's going to result in ascension, you know? I'm going to part-time in my day job. I'm not quitting, but, like, I'm, right now it's, like, full-time day job, and then, like, you know, art and the podcast and the business whenever I can. But I got to flip-flop them. I'm at the point where it's, like, my timing and scheduling is just, like, my day job gets in the way more than it helps as far as my schedule goes. And, so yeah, I like did a lot of thinking, did a lot of planning, and I like just one day I was thinking about it and like leaning on it. Like, yeah, I should maybe plan to do that pretty soon, like this year. But then I just brought it up to my boss the other day. Now I've been thinking about it more and like freaking myself out a little because it's different when like you're the like business you're trying to bud is now needs to flower. It has to, or else I'm not going to get my bills paid. I got to like return my car or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good, dude, that pressure, like we say, pressure builds diamonds, bro. So I feel like if I'm at the point now where my day job will not make me enough money, it means I have to create stuff. I have to get monetized on YouTube. I have to create videos that are going to make me revenue. I have to come out with new paintings.
We got to get some money off the podcast.
But I feel like it's what I need. It's like what needs to happen right now, just because of how, like, I've been feeling like held back. You know what I mean? And I think this will be the one thing, even though it's going to be uncomfortable, it'll be a moment where I have to put my plan into action, you know, because I spent so long been listening to so many podcasts, reading so many books, and just like trying to educate myself, trying to get more of like a solid game plan, solid business plan, like going. And it comes to a point where you have to act and you have to like do the things. And sometimes people get so caught up in like, well, once I have the fund or like once I have the money, you know, once I have the schedule I need, once I have the time, once those things happen, then I'll take action. For right now, I'll just like keep plotting, keep taking notes, keep making lists. And I'm bad about that. Like, I'll just make hella notes and hella lists. But like, it comes to a point where you have to fire, you know what I mean? And you have to trust that the plan you just came up with is going to work. And maybe it won't, but that's all right, you know? Cause I, that's what I realized too, is like, it's not going to be the end of the world, even though it'll get way more uncomfortable if this doesn't work. But I strongly believe that it will work, and this is like what I need to do in my life as a human. This is like what I need to be doing for the world. And so it only makes sense that like now My day job is just going to be like a base kind of way to make some money. And then my whole week is going to be dedicated to my passions, you know, like the things that I want to be doing with my life.
Yeah, that's awesome, bro. Yeah, honestly, congrats on that. Because, yeah, it's going to be huge. Like you said, like that's the fear that a lot of people have is taking that leap, not having enough for bills.
Mm-hmm.
And having to, you know, give up your car or, you know, not have food or, you know, whatever. And honestly, I feel like the real truth is, you know, and I obviously struggle with this too. I'm bougie, but a lot of people can't live below their means. So, like, a lot of people want to complain about their financial situation, but they go out to the club every Friday or Saturday.
Yep.
Or they
go, or set
to,
a budget.
Or they go out to eat.
You'll set a budget. And then throughout the month, you just won't even, like, adhere to that budget. And it's good to, like,
get
write
away
down
from
all
your cat. I can't breathe.
It's good to write down all those plans and numbers and stuff, but it's like you really have to put that plan into action the way you say you're going to. And yeah, I just feel like it's the pressure is going to be good. The pressure is what's going to make it work, because I was when me and Kyle went to when we went to Apollo Beach the other day, we were talking about we skated, we like met new people around that city and everything, and it just got me thinking, like, with my art and grip tape and whatnot. It's like there's so many things I could do, and a lot of them are still out of reach because, like, I do need to grow a little bit and, like, get the schedule and the means to make it happen. But a lot of the things can already happen. They can already, like, just – I can just start doing them. I don't have to be afraid. I can just do it. And now it'll get to the point where, like, if it comes the end of the month and I'm, like, 100 short on, you know, paying bills – I have to get that $100. There's no option. You know what I mean? So it'll be like, okay, now let's, even if I have to stay up all night or like, you know, go straight from work to like a skate park and just sell grip all day to make that $100. It'll work, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. And that's what I did is I wrote down a while back. I wrote down in my like quantum notebook. I wrote down what I want my schedule to be in 5 years or no, not even in 5 years, but just when the goal, when the plans come to fruition, when all this shit works, the plans that you and I have and the things that we don't even really talk about, like the grand scheme of things, where we want to be in life. I was thinking like, what is my schedule going to look like at that time? We talked about this the other day on the podcast, but like, I literally wrote it out. I wrote out like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And it's like, if I have the job I want to have the like resources I need, have everything I have want to have around me, whenever that's fully there, what's my week going to look like? And I literally wrote it out like I write out my schedules now, where it's like, from these hours, I want to be doing these things. For these days of the week, I want to work on those things. Like, these days, I want to go skate. And like, these days, we record the podcast. I wrote it out as if it was already my schedule. And that's kind of how I'm taking it from here. Like, I'm starting with what I have, even though I don't have all of the things I want to have eventually. With what I have now, I'm planning out my week so that, you know, I'm just trying to like build a roadmap. Basically, I'm trying to build a roadmap, mm-hmm. to where if I keep this schedule for the next year or two, then like, I can't even imagine how I'm going to be able to move forward. Cause then at that point, it'll just keep growing and keep increasing until it all happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. That's the goal.
Scary,
dude.
Though.
Yeah, it's scary.
Because there's so much doubt at all times.
Yeah. Yeah. No, for sure.
And especially because it's art. It's not like a trade or something where it's like stable, I guess. Like, well, no. What I meant is like art is – we're so self-critical about art. And whenever it's someone buying your art, it's like someone kind of like buying pieces of your soul, like things you created because you thought that it was like cool or good or sellable or whatever.
Yeah, there's also stuff you can do, like, I mean, I know you already know, like, Uber Eats and stuff, but, like, you know, if you're short a little bit.
Yeah. And that's why I'm confident, too, is it won't,
like, Uber Eats.
It won't just be, because already off of art sales, that's what got me thinking, like, I could probably do this, because I make, looking at, like, the amount of income I get off of my creative projects, I'm thinking if I added, like, another couple hours, if I had just several more hours a week to work on it, then that will increase. I know it will. Like, that income will increase, and as an artist, there's multiple avenues of revenue. It's not just art sales, you know? There's so much that goes into it. And we won't even break it down because we're getting to the end of it. But I'm confident. I know that it's going to work. And that being said, like, follow the journey, dude. Like we were talking about with working out. It's entertaining to, because I don't think I'm the greatest artist or like greatest skater or the best at anything, really. I'm not like very great at anything, but I guess what the purpose of my content, I want to be to inspire someone to like do it themselves, you know, because I'm trying to just live the life that I always want to live. I want to be able to work out every day. I want to paint whenever, all the time. I want to skate with you and me and like, or like I want all of us to skate together all the time for as old until we're old, you know, and I want to inspire, and people watching that process can be entertaining in itself. Even if you're not like the best at like painting or the doing the best skate tricks, some people just like seeing that. On my vlog, I said, hey, I really want to kickflip that stair set by the end of the year, like, so right. You know, and then when I go skate, the way that I skate, it's very methodical. The way I do everything is very methodical, to where it's like, you know, I want to kickflip that huge stair set at the end of the year. So like when you see me skate in skate parks, you're gonna see my method of like kickflip that 5 stair 20 times tomorrow, you know what I mean, and then like do 100 kickflips on flat or something, because that's how I go about it. That's how I teach, make myself confident enough to go to the 15 stair and say, all right, kickflip right now. Mm-hmm. I have no doubt, because I've done it so many times.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of what I want to do. I want to just continue to like do the things that I love and publish it, whether or not anyone's watching. Like, hopefully, because I already get people that like will comment on my stuff or see me at the skate park and say like, yo, like, I see everything you do. And like, someone was talking to me at Veterans the other day about working out and like fitness and skating and conditioning yourself for skating. And like, that means the world to me, dude, because it's not like they're looking at me as like, because I'm not in that good of shape. I'm like in okay shape, but like I'm not shredded or with this big bodybuilder guy. But he just saw that I was trying my best and that I got over my knee injuries because I tried my best. So now like someone else, if something happens to them, hope, like, you know, they could keep me in mind and be like, well, that guy Brian did it. That guy Professor Shred did it. So yeah. Like, I can do it too.
Yeah.
And that's all I really want in this world. Have my bills paid, do the things I love, and inspire others to do the same.
Yeah, it's a lot of people out there, dude. It's got to grind and got to execute. You're doing well. You'll get it.
Thanks, bro. And follow the journey. You can find me everywhere on social media. Professor Shred on... I got the website, got the YouTube channel. Professor Shred everywhere. It's really easy to find. And like I just said, I'm going to be doing it whether there's an audience or not, because this is what I want to do with my life.
Yep. And you can find us at City of Palms Podcast, anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Because this is how we do. This year we're in our bag.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't breathe, so we're going to get out of here. tell you next time, you got to put them damn cats away. I'm allergic to cats. We found that out on this podcast, so thank you guys for learning that with me.
Did you see the freestyle that dropped last Friday? If you saw Spark Twain's episode, actually, I guess this will be a couple Fridays ago. Check out that freestyle.
Twark Spain.
Yeah, Twark Spain.
Spark Twain, yeah.
It was dope, though. It's a little four-minute video. You can go check it out on our YouTube channel. Different than the podcast.
Enjoy our highlights on our YouTube. If you ain't got time.
Got some shorter content on TikTok.
Shorter content on TikTok.
We'll bring it to you everywhere.
Everywhere. IG. Everywhere.
And if you are a business, you know how much we love Southwest Florida. You know how much we love this community of creatives and entrepreneurs. And we want to shout you out. Just hit us up. We could work something out, you know. We are in our bag this year, but we also do this for the love, for the culture.
Yo, that's fast.
It's been a great episode, dude. It's always good talking to you.
Hit him with that outro, Sorn.
Yee.
It's always good talking to you, too.